when you when you're little. Last night, dude, I was just like,
at one point, I was like, "There's no way I can have a regular conversation with
you." Yeah, you got pretty twinglified.
I was, dude.
I could tell you were getting started on your way there.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, "Remember, man, we got shit to do tomorrow."
Yeah,
you
bought my son.
Okay.
You bought my son,
fine, dude.
Two shots of grandma.
Yeah.
And he was fucking hammered when I got done.
He was hammered.
Yeah, when I got finished playing.
I didn't realize he was so hammered.
He came up and just started like blah 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 blah, just talking his ass off, and I'm like, Ethan, I am not on your level right now. I need to go to the bar and get a couple shots. Just save this conversation for later. Yeah, thanks for getting my son drunk.
I thought his house was haunted because when we went back, I forgot that his son lived there, and I was like, dude, there's a fucking ghost in here. I'm like, oh wait, no, it's him.
It's Ethan.
I didn't, because for a minute I was like, where the fuck am I?
You were asleep on my couch.
I know.
Yeah.
It took me a minute because I heard the trots down the stairs this morning. I was just like, what the fuck is that? It's like, dude, you don't have stairs. What's going on?
I don't know. I know I woke up on the couch with my eyes like glued because I left the contacts in. And,
ooh. And that hurt. Always a bad time.
Yeah. It's kind of, ooh, what you got there, Billiam?
Oh, what an uncorking.
Just finished.
Damn.
That was
a dizzy. Design.
This is a dead man's fingers, coffee flavored rum.
Fingers. Well, that'll be fun, won't it? Look at that.
Did you guys want some?
Yeah.
Derp.
A little splash.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Fucking Matt's great. He's got an Uber home. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the dog hair is finally starting to take effect. So.
Gross.
I mean, the hair of the dog or whatever.
Yeah. So. All right, Clinky.
So,
Clinky, gentlemen. Well,
give me a little bit of time to refill the bottle there,
Russell. That to Clinky. All right, here we go. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers. God bless you. Warning: this show has been found to be extremely off-putting, irresponsible, and exhausting. Listener discretion is advised.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's fucking rum, bro. That ain't no liqueur.
No.
Oof. Holy moly, macaroni. That's a.
That was good.
Oh, everybody hit him. Ding, ding, brum, brum.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to the Metal Nerdery Podcast with absolutely zero anesthesia.
None.
Just kidding.
None at all.
I got the Billiam.
That's me.
Way over yonder. We got the Russell.
Hey, guys.
Over here, and then we got the Wheeler. Hey.
Sweet.
Trying to get untwanglified. I think it's working.
Yeah.
So what you mentioned on a text, you said Russ's song should be rocker. What are you talking about?
When you were all, you know, I wish I had a song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, for 5 minutes, you know, I think 3 weeks ago. I wish I had a song.
I might have been a little bit drunk when I said that. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I thought you were a little bit. Jealous when you say
that. I'm always jealous. I'm always jealous of you, Matthew.
I wish I had a song.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Nobody gives me a song.
If I only had a song.
I don't even know where that came from. I think because you always said our last names, or you said this is the Wheeler.
Maybe. Well,
and then I thought, that sounds like fucking...
Squealer.
Squealer.
You did it. Yeah. I remember when you did it, and I was like, it's perfect.
Yeah. It kind of worked. It just sort of worked.
Yeah. Yeah, it became a thing, and now it's a thing.
Now it's a thing. Now it's a thing. It's
part of the thing.
It's part of metal nerdly.
What? You good over there, bro?
Dude, it's flavor crystals. I'm sorry.
It's a Folgers. Fucking too many wines of Folgers. All
right, hold on. If you want to skip the nonsense and go straight to the meat of the episode, check the show notes for the hashtag docket, or skip to around the 20-minute mark.
You don't really want to skip, but I mean, can.
You don't want to miss this. This is good shit. This is where I talk about possibly, maybe.
Possibly, allegedly.
Allegedly. After I played last night.
Long pause.
Allegedly. I'm trying to decide for whether I want to say this or not.
Allegedly, I shaved my balls last night.
I may have partaken in Molly.
Oh.
Who's she?
About 3 hours of a big smile on my face.
I was going to say, I've never met a woman to ever give me a smile for 3 hours.
Yeah, there was a couple of people there that were hanging around our table there that were like that.
Oh, yeah.
They were like,
What's going on? Everybody's great. Fuck yeah.
We all love each other so much.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I did not know what was happening.
Yeah. There was a point where I was at the bar and I was doing a natural charisma. Somebody put something on my tongue and I washed it down with a shot. Next thing you know, I'm smiling.
Okay. Well, that's positive.
It could have happened.
Could have allegedly.
I'm smiling.
The whole world smiles with you.
God, that's good, bro.
Really? I tried. I didn't really try.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's the sound of, now I've got a sensual voice.
Matthew, I got to talk to you about something.
About?
All right, so I'm a week in.
Yeah. Now.
So I've had this product that was sent to us by Manscaped.
Your balls will thank you.
Dude. This fucking thing is like life changing.
Your balls will thank you.
No, I mean, the Lawnmower 5.0. I told you, you can take this thing in the shower, right?
Yeah.
And it's got a light on it.
Make that a button.
So when I lift my belly out of the way so I can see when I can see what's going on down there, right? You turn the light on and it's like you can see all the hairs just like shaving off and falling into the drain in the shower. It's good shit.
I wonder if I could use it like for my tit hair. Like if I wanted to trim up the tip hair.
You can, it's for the whole.
Yeah, head. You can, yeah.
I know it's got,
dude, that thing's strong. It's strong.
It looks like like it's engineered, like, you know, it could drive on the Autobahn or something.
Well,
like
it is highly technical.
Out of the box, too. It's like I took out the lawnmower, turned it on.
Did you go like Brazilian, or did you put the comb on it and go, you know, a little bit of?
I haven't gotten all crazy yet, but I'm thinking like a cool crop circle kind of
thing. I did a landing strip.
Landing strip?
Yeah, I did a landing strip. So I went like full clean on the sides, right?
Full clean.
All the way down.
Clean and jerk.
But then I put like the number four fucking comb and did the landing.
Number four.
Yeah.
With an arrow? Did you do an arrow down?
No, you know, I thought about that. You know what's so weird is while I'm doing this, I realize how many of those fucking hairs are white now. It's so weird. I'm like, you know.
That's how you know you're getting old, when your pubes start turning gray.
Yeah.
It's over.
But I will tell you, this thing is fucking magical. I love it. Yeah, I love it. My wife loves it.
The boxers, are they boxer briefs or boxers?
They're boxer briefs.
Okay, good. Because it looks like it's got a nice little
pouch. It does. It has a ball pouch.
Yeah. I'm excited about that because that kind of, it's going to make them feel like they're way bigger than they are.
So
for me.
So to me, the Lawnmower 5.0, which that's badass. Then you get the Weed Whacker, which is for the nostril hairs.
Or ear hair, I think. Probably ears, for ears.
Doing your ears. I don't have that yet. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, and your
relatives. It's finally escaped us. But the nose hair thing's always a problem.
It is, dude. Because they fucking, I try to grow this pathetic little mustache that I have.
It's not pathetic.
And then the fucking nose hairs come out longer than the mustache. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? When I was younger, I always used to think that nose hairs were part of the mustache. That's where it came from. It was just, I'm just letting my nose hairs go wild, man.
Not even.
Yeah.
So I look like fucking Magnum P.I. Just, you know.
No, that's not a Tom Selleck thing, bro. It's you got to get rid of those. Chicks don't dig it.
Yeah, that's true.
Chicks don't dig it.
No, they don't.
And it's so much better than yanking the fuckers out and throwing them in your
floorboard. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
It hurts. You get the tears in your eyes. Yeah. The fucking Weed Whacker to get the nostril hairs and the ear hairs, fucking awesome.
Precision.
And not just the tools. The tools are great, but then you get the ball aftershave.
Yeah. That's right, the lotion.
Because you want your balls to smell their very best.
Well, it feels good, dude. I mean, it's like, you know, lubing up down there, you know.
There's really not a scent.
No.
No, it's kind of...
The deodorant has a scent, but it's a nice scent.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're putting on fucking...
Flowers.
Brute by Fabergé. Yeah. You know, it's you know, kind of a natural smell, but my balls are fresh and they smell great now because of Manscaped.
I think maybe that's why I'm so lulled into relaxation. It's like it's Russell's balls.
It is, dude. You're getting a waft of my balls right now.
Wafting. A ball wafting.
Yeah, you're picking up a waft of my balls, and that's a good thing.
I appreciate that.
Anyway. Balls are a blessing.
If you go, manscaped.com is a blessing.
And you can get 20% off when you use promo code METAL.
Yeah.
And I believe some free shipping too. So
that's right.
Honestly, people,
it's a good deal.
I'm not bullshitting. It's a deal.
It's
It's a good
D-I-double-L.
Both.
I'm not bullshitting you. Really, this is quality product. It is like, I'm really impressed by the products they sent us. The Lawnmower 5.0 and the Weed Whacker.
Yeah.
The ball, fucking aftershave, and the deodorant, which...
Sorry.
My balls smell good, man. And the fucking, the boxers are killer.
Well, the little overnight bag's kind of nice, too. I mean,
that's, oh, the bag, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really high quality.
It was like
quality.
Christmas, like, opening that box. It's like, holy shit, there's all kinds of stuff.
I had no idea it was going to be like that. Like, I came over here to pick my shit up from Bill, and I took it home. And then when I opened it up, I went, holy cow, this is badass.
When we opened it up, I was kind of like,
Christmas.
I was expecting, you know, like maybe like some wipes or something.
You guys get the newspaper too, right?
Yeah, yeah, the fucking newspaper is awesome. I love that. Yeah, that was great.
So anyway, manscaped.com and promo code METAL
for 20%
off. 20% off and free shipping.
And you will not be...
Not at all disappointed.
No, it's fucking great shit.
Your balls will love you.
Your balls will thank you.
And they'll love you.
And love you.
They'll thank you while they're loving you.
They'll be fresh.
Still loving you.
Smelling good.
And you want wow. your balls to smell their very best. We talked a lot about balls.
I'm getting excited about my
balls.
My delicious smelling balls. All right.
Hey, somebody's got to be.
We got any correspondence there?
Matter of fact, Daryl's Whammy Bar, who is also a Patreon.
He's one of our Patreons.
Thank you. Fucking and Daryl. Daryl. Yes.
And Darius.
Daryl sent us the video, the church.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Great. So Daryl sent us this fucking video. Are we going to do it on here or was just talking
No,
about
yeah,
it?
We don't have to do it, but.
You got
to
watch this thing. It's called Slayer Goes to Church. At first, you're like, this is kind of funny and kind of cool. And then there's like a twist to it that's fucking awesome. You got to watch the whole video.
That's
thank
a great
you.
Great video. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
After the pause, this one got even funnier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like great. Yeah. What else we got?
So if you want to correspondence eyes with us, you can do so.
I didn't
on,
think you did that last time, did you?
What, the correspondence eyes?
He did.
Yeah, did. It was brief, yeah. You can hit us up on the IG, the Instatits, Facebook, YouVoobs.
Hold on. YouVoobs.
Yeah. At Metal Nerdery Podcast. You can email us at metalnerdery@gmail.com, or you can send us a voicemail and give us a call at 980-666-8182.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Gentlemen.
Host.
Welcome.
Somehow,
back.
I don't think I'm the only one who will be calling in about this, but Matt, I just wanted to wish you good luck in your speed dating endeavors, dude. I hope you score some poon out there, my brother.
Poon.
Thank
you, Busy Post.
Did you do that yet?
No.
Okay, when is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 4:20.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I don't know the particulars yet.
And so just for reference, it's 4:13.
Yeah.
7 days from today.
As we record. Yeah. So.
7 days from the day.
Yes, Pissing Post, we are all looking forward to the stories.
Yes, we are.
I think everybody just wants to see what a laid Matt looks like.
Yeah. Dude, I want you to get laid so bad.
Yeah, you need it bad.
Yeah, I probably need it pretty bad. And I'll probably come in and have like no personality and be like, hey, what's going on? Hey,
I'm all good, man.
Yeah. Can y'all tell I got laid this morning?
You're not going to be funny anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where it's coming from.
It's going to cut the edge. It's going to cut the edge off and it's going to suck. Yeah. I'll have to carry the fucking, I'm not funny. So yeah,
you'll have to carry the load.
Hey, I see what he did there.
See, I only say that because there was some interview with Mustaine the other day, and he was talking about early on in Metallica, he was like the only guitar player, and he goes, I had to carry the load.
All right. I can already tell without seeing who this is, that's Darius, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be Darius.
Sure
it
is.
Just by the transcribe.
All right. We got one more voicemail. Here we go.
Let's go. Patreon Darius.
What up, dull metal nerdery trivalent guys? I'm here enjoying April in the D. It's one of my favorite months of the year because I got walleye fishing, hash bash, and the NFL draft coming up, seeing how you guys are doing this month. Anyways, I did want to discuss something important with you guys. what do you guys think of this trend nowadays with all these like guest stars on people's albums? You know, it started with like Zakk Wylde on everyone's album. You know, a couple examples are Demon Hunter's song Defense Mechanism has Max Cavalera, really good. And of course, now you got Ozzy with Crack Cocaine.
Crick.
I don't know, but maybe someday we'll get Dave Mustaine just starring on a Metallica song. Now that would be something crazy. Anyways, you guys have a good one. And what do you guys feel about all this featured on stuff on other people's albums? It's kind of, you know, reminds me of like rap in the 90s, but it's here to stay, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rappers were the ones that did that. Like,
did they? Is that what started it?
Yeah. It was like, oh, wow. Speaking of rap, you got the P. Diddy shit going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Cat Williams a year ago was calling this shit out.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, oh, 2024, everything's coming out.
Now, wait, was that when that whole interview was?
It was like September. It was like him. He was on Shannon Sharp's podcast. And Cat Williams was like, if P. Diddy asked you to party, you just got to say no.
Yeah.
And he's like, 2024, everything's coming out. Oh, shit. And it's coming out.
Well, what's crazy, I guess at the time, people were probably like, what is he talking about? Because I didn't really know what he was talking about.
Sorry, Darius. Back to your conversation. The rappers really started that, I think, like in the 90s. It was like, you know, Notorious B.I.G. featuring Maze or Puff Daddy or whatever. And then
way to plug your peers.
With the Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, and all that. And then, but they are like all of a sudden you got like what's his name? David Draymond from
Disturbed.
He's like popping up on everybody's albums. And Lizzie Hale, she's fronting Skid Row now. Y'all see
that's crazy. Yeah, I think I saw some.
I think their singer had to quit for health reasons or something, so they asked her to do the tour with them. I'm like,
nuts,
just fucking get Sebastian back. I mean, that's what the fans want, right? I mean,
ultimately,
him about 5 years ago at 37 Main Johns Creek, and he was good. I mean, he's not fucking 20-year-old Sebastian, right? But for a 60-year-old dude, he sounded great.
The way you said you saw him, it was like, yeah, I saw him down at Trader Joe's, you know.
No, I saw his band, the Sebastian Bach solo, whatever the fuck it was, at 37 Main in Johns Creek when they used to have a location there, and he was good, you know. I mean, he did, they did Ain't No Business, what's that? Monkey Business. Yeah. I mean, he sounded good. He hit some of the high notes, you know. So, all right, Skid Row, get fucking Sebastian Bach back. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, and back to that, Darius, you're right. There's a lot of that shit going on, but it's kind of...
Ozzy's been doing it for a long
for
time.
For years. Yeah. And it's cool.
It's probably just like the changing landscape, kind of like the deal with, you know, used to be radio stations would play songs from bands that had stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Now bands release music videos.
Right.
Like singles, like they just do. Yeah. I mean,
if I was a famous musician and I was asked to play on somebody's, I'd do it. Yeah. You know, that's fun. I mean, Eddie Van Halen did Beat It. You know,
it has a little bit of marketing Slayer power.
Kerry King did Beastie Boys.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
It has a little more, I guess, star power.
That's going way back. You're right. That one was way back.
Yeah.
But that was because they were both on Def Jam, I think.
And 86.
What's his name? The producer 86. Was like, hey,
Ruben.
Yeah. He was like, play guitar on
that
this.
That Ruben is a blessing.
He is a blessing. Blessing.
Oh, I thought I had one more burp in me.
We got any shitta?
I don't.
No shitta?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't believe so.
Let me double triple check.
Double triple.
I learned something kind of cool the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this past week we missed Primus, Pussifer, and Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something I did not know. Do you know who started the band Pussifer?
Was it not Maynard?
Bob Odenkirk.
Really?
What was Mr. Show? Was on HBO. Bob Odenkirk is. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
He's Saul. Saul Goodman, the lawyer. Oh, he wasn't in the first season. No. All right. There's a character called Saul Goodman. There was also a show called Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
That's Bob Odenkirk. Okay. He had a show on HBO back in the 90s with David Cross, and it was fucking funny. Like skits, you know, just like like vulgar fucking skits, but they're funny. But the very first,
the best ones usually.
The very first episode of Mr. Show, they were doing like this advertisement for a band called Pussifer. It was like a made up thing. Mm-hmm. And they showed the band members and they were on the show. It was Maynard and Adam Jones, the guitar player from Tool, who's not in Pussifer, but still that's kind of how it got started. Okay. It was done on a, yeah, whatever.
On a whim.
Giving you a little bit of trivia there. Yeah.
A little bit of metal trivia there.
Yeah.
Russell?
Yeah. So anyway, we missed that show the other night, by the way, and I heard it was glorious.
Really?
Yeah, they all were on stage at one time.
I'm sure.
Yeah, for a couple of songs. Yeah, and
I'm sure it was bad.
That had to be crazy.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. I mean, Maynard and Les Claypool on the same stage, that's just good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to go wrong there.
Yeah.
What is this?
There's quite a few shows coming.
I think we were
this
that
summer.
One.
Yeah. I've got tickets to the Zombie... Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, and Ministry.
Tommy told me he's going to one of them.
And then I've got tickets for the Limp Bizkit with Corey Feldman.
You know, I was just thinking, when they came up with the name Limp Bizkit, do you think they were talking about, like, if you pop open a can of biscuits and it looks like just limp?
Maybe.
Is that what they were going for, maybe?
I guess. I don't know.
Korn, September
16th. Yeah.
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 He's going to that.
And that's with Gojira. Yeah.
See?
Korn and Gojira. That will be fucking
that'd
sick.
That'd be really good. Yeah.
Gojira.
Yeah. So there, we do have some good shows coming up.
Yeah. I think Priest is coming too.
Yeah. Maiden's coming to Charlotte.
Chicago.
They're not coming to Atlanta. I think it's either Charlotte or
Shamshonite. Sorry, I was way off.
What's the one in North Carolina?
They have a Charlotte, I think.
Is that what I'm thinking? Yeah. Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah. That's where it is. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think I just had a stroke.
Nah. That's what you think, but it's really not so. Really didn't. It's fine.
Right. And then we got the Yonder Ways Metal Fest. We need to go to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So September-ish.
You know what's so weird about this? Did you look on the map to where this thing is?
Uh-uh.
Like,
is it like in a farm or something?
Basically, like nowhere, Georgia. Like, what is it called? Batesville?
Yatesville.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like somewhere between like Macon and Columbus. It's just wild they're having a metal fest there. I bet that town is scared to death.
Be a lot of black shirts in town that weekend.
Because you know those old like depressed like Georgia areas are very churchy and this probably scares the fuck out
around here.
Yeah. But
do have some shit to yeah.
Yeah.
Some years in. I like the title.
We're going to do that, or let's go. Get into... I think we played some of this before.
Oh, did we?
I don't know. Scythe is remorseless.
Well, fuck, we're here.
All right, let's go.
We've been talking about it.
Let's go.
Yours and...
The UK.
Ugh.
Swedish D-Beat Birmingham Death Season Bees.
Swedish D-Beat? Is that one of those, like... Is that one of those two-member bands where they got, like, a
beat.
Computer?
Is it like the...
What is, check them out on YouTube. I guarantee they're on YouTube. Yeah. Yours and I glued my balls to my butthole.
Again.
That's one of the best songs ever. Official video.
How you pronounce that word? Scythe? Scythe?
Scythe.
We played this.
Did we? I don't know. That was good.
That was me.
Yeah.
in the woods with like a black cloak. Yeah, it's like an out of work wizard. For a minute, I thought that dude's shirt said moist. Like for just a brief moment, I was like,
that's
moist?
Cool. I mean, that's just thrash.
Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah.
Good
sounds
production.
Good. Yeah, the mix.
Really
is,
good production.
Yeah. Yours in Y-E-R-S.
Yours thin.
All right. I got to take a quick break. Y'all do your thing. I'll be right back.
All right. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Everything good.
All right. It is docket 30, fellas.
Yeah, it is. There you go. Let's go back in time about 30 minutes. That's going to smell chunky, I think. 30 minutes, 30 years, whatever. You know what? Yeah, let's go back in time 30 minutes.
You gotta get back in time.
Back in or fucking?
What are you going, Huey, man?
Back in them fucking chicken and waffles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was telling Billy earlier. It's like, yeah, I had chicken and waffles this morning.
What?
Chicken
and waffles. Yeah, chillins and what?
Chicken and waffles.
It was good though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even. Wait a minute. Did we What's do the opener year? And all that stuff? We did all that stuff.
We did all that,
okay,
dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the fucking flavor crystals, man. I'm all still.
Don't feel very good.
We're going back 30 years, 30 minutes, 30 seconds in time. Just 30 years, not 30 minutes. In 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
30 years. So 1994.
I'm exhausted.
Doesn't that sound fucked up?
I'm offended.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are you irresponsible?
Definitely. Definitely irresponsible. All right. So 1994.
That's a good year. I thought about that the other day. We were like in our 20s, like 21. Early 20s.
21.
21.
Yep.
Fuck.
21. That was
the year. Yep. That's when everything went downhill.
Yeah.
Well, now that's when we drink. Were legally.
Legally, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now I can drink. Now it's okay.
Wow. There's a lot of good shit in 1994. Yeah,
1994 was a good year.
Yeah. You know what we got to start with?
Oh.
A little bit of Far Beyond.
Oh.
A little bit of Pantera Far Beyond.
That one just celebrated an anniversary, I think, like last week.
Yeah.
Diesel anniversary.
30-year anniversary.
Yeah. Well, but like I think it was April 9th.
It was March
22nd. God. Oh, you know what? It might have been April when it was number one. Or maybe
this
was the
album. Okay, so after Vulgar, I was like, there's just no fucking way anything could get heavier than that. And they're like, fuck you.
Yeah. We'll see about that, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first fucking song of this album is just like insane.
Very good year.
Let's start it out right.
Let's go.
Lettuce. There's nothing. No education, no friendly light. To all of us, you say. My job's a day. Get gone tomorrow. Be broken up gutter. I know the opinion. A broken record. Fuck you and your college dream. Actors with school coming all. God. You're working for perfect price. Perfect class. Perfect name. It's not healthy. Doing a lot of going up. What a great riff. Yeah. America. Yeah. Which we do have an album title now, by the way.
Suicidal for Life. Yeah. We were just... You know, we were just there. What's maybe one off of that one? It's a good album.
We were just there. It's a good album. There.
Is that is this the one that has Asleep at the Wheel?
It has what?
Asleep at the Wheel.
Oh, I don't. Maybe
that's a good song.
By the way, we did do a
Suicidal.
ST Inside the Metal before it was Inside the Metal. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we did one a couple years.
I don't know. I think we just back then we just used to call it The Artist.
Is that right?
We didn't. I don't think we did the
all up inside the metal.
Was it that long ago?
I don't know. It was like 21, I think. 2021.
The suicidal one?
Yeah, I think so. Or 22.
It's going way back.
It's been a minute.
We're going to take it back.
It's been take it back.
How far? Way back.
Sounds like a James Brown song.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it a James Brown song?
Sex Machine. Fucking, no.
I nailed it, dude.
You were close.
Totally fucking nailed it.
Yeah. You fingered it, at least.
Fingered it.
Yeah.
Finger blasted it.
He thumb blasted it.
Thumb blasted it. What time I put my thumb in a girl's ass?
Oh, come on.
She swore that it made her bleed. I'm like, look, I was watching. It did not make you bleed unless it was internally.
Wow, you just made that gross.
What? The blood part or the thumb in her butthole?
The whole.
I was still fucking her. It's not like I just randomly stuck my thumb in her butthole or something. I mean,
so I got my tongue up this chick's ass. And she turns around and looks at me like, do I know you? Oh, that's good. Classic Dice. All right. Yeah. I can't fucking find it. Hold on. Really? Yeah. Well, we don't have to if you can't find it. Fuck it. Move on.
Been told that before. Well, we don't have to if you can't find it. If you can't find it, fuck it. Fish dick?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking nail bomb?
Let's go.
Do that one.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Actually, that opener, I think, on that one is rad.
I think...
if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I think Adam sent me that one. That was a good one.
Holy moly, I got the burps.
The burps?
I do.
Want too many citrus beverages for you? Or?
I don't know, man. This is a milk stout. Actually, we didn't do the beer of the episode. Well, it's okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's totally fine. It's totally huge.
All right.
Here we go.
Nail bomb. Just
a little metal.
Wasting away.
Definitely industrialish.
Sounds like Ministry, yeah.
Yeah. He's powerful. Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Fucking rad.
Let's go. Yeah, I've never heard this before. I immediately thought that.
Yeah.
Okay. Badass.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've never heard Nail Bomb.
We featured it on our...
Can't be loud enough, wasn't it?
No.
One of the early ones?
What was the compilations one that we did? The one where, We Are Stars.
Supergroups. We are back in the night.
Heavy metal for AIDS in Africa.
Yeah.
You know, we're almost at 5 years.
I know, man. That's going to be nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
So we're thinking like a two-parter 86 death match?
No, that's for like 250.
Well, I know 250 will be right around the time of our five-year-ish anniversary. So.
Yeah, that will be a two-parter.
Five fucking years.
I was talking to the
pretty
guys.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
So I was talking to the Damage Inc. guys downstairs.
Yeah. It's only getting worse.
About our podcast, of course.
Oh, cool.
And I was telling them that we were going to do the 86 death match.
Yeah.
Rain of Blood versus
what'd they
Master.
Say?
They're like, holy shit. They're like, how can you even do that? I'm like.
Yeah, how can you?
Well, you know, Slayer fans are just fucking Slayer. You know, there's like no way you're going to, you know, change their mind. I'm like, yeah, but goddamn, they're both so good.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
That's going to be a bloodbath for sure.
It's one of those, if you just think about it, for me, if I just think about it, Slayer.
Right.
But then when you go song by song.
Yeah. Goddamn,
it might,
Battery.
It might
fucking
be,
Damage Incorporated.
It might be Metallica.
Yeah.
Like, I think with the other one, too.
It'll be a squeaker for sure.
Yeah.
Orion. I mean, just that fucking, that's one of the best instrumentals ever. Like, ever recorded by any band ever. Orion.
It's going to be a squeaker. That one is going to be a squeaker.
It's going to be fun.
Wow, we're deviating.
Yeah. I kind of want to hear a little bit of Fish Dick. Fish Dick is even out there.
Yeah.
I just can't believe the label signed him with that name. Fish Dick.
Hey. Is that the band name or the... No,
wait. I'm
that's
confused.
The album. Oh. They're called Acid Drinkers.
All right.
Acid Drinkers.
Fish Dick's kind of a better band name, actually. I mean, Acid Drinkers is a good
name.
That's
the name of the album.
But Fish Dick. You know what's weird? When you say Fish Sticks, it kind of sounds like Fish Dicks.
It's a South Park episode.
I know. It's just dumb. Sorry. It's the flavor crystals, bro.
Do you like Fish Sticks? Oh, you're a gay fish.
Holy shit. Their album covers are awesome.
Kind of Primus-ish.
Oh, look. It's like Kiss. Rick Kiss.
All right, play Ace of Spades. We got to hear it. It's got all the coke lines.
You know I burnt you loose and gobblers for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
That's odd.
Is he European?
Like Germanish kind of sound?
Yeah, like I can't figure out if he's trying to sound like that.
Maybe
or
he's Belgish, dude.
NIB, another brick in the wall.
Whole lot of Rosie. Come on.
Speaking of NIB, Nativity in Black came out in 94, too. First one.
I want to tell a story. About a woman I knew. When it comes to loving,
sounds like he's French.
Ooh, she steals the show. She ain't exactly pretty. Ain't exactly smooth. 42, 39, 56. You can say she's got it all.
He does sound French.
Like now she's got a brain.
Yeah. I'm a woman, never had a woman like you. Dang all the facts, doing all the facts, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It is fun, yeah. I got to hear a little bit of...
Another Brick in the Wall? Might as well.
I was kind of curious about fucking the tiger.
Yeah, you were.
It's almost... That's weird.
How much was that record? $70?
Wow.
It's obscure, right?
Fish Dick. Acid Drinkers. That's it. The dude sounds kind of like Roger Waters a little bit. Even not in this, but like normally.
Yeah, that's such a good album.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, that was different. Acid. How about some...
Dude, Distortion, that was good. Forbidden. Yeah,
a little Forbidden.
Oh. It's goodness. And we got one of those episodes you can go check out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, remember how earlier I was saying I was feeling a little nauseous?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
You good?
Yeah, so maybe I'm just hammered again.
I think now we just need pizza.
I've got some leftover at the house.
Nice.
But I'm wanting a burger.
A burger would be...
Craving a burger. I don't want to pay $25 for it at Five Guys, but I mean...
God damn it. Hamburgers are fucking expensive.
Yeah, everything. I mean, Five Guys is particularly expensive, but it's like
ridiculous, dude. Fucking burger, fries, and a drink at Five Guys is $18.
It's too much money.
For lunch.
For $18, it should be like a little filet mignon burger.
With a hand job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway. I don't want to do that to my burger, but...
I was just saying included with the burger.
Yeah, that'd be different. That's a totally different scenario.
I mean, goddamn.
They don't have it?
Nothing. Nothing.
That guy could use Manscaped.
Yeah, he could.
Clean up his hole a little
bit. Trim that thing down.
Corn came out in 94, I guess, because I bought it in 95.
Which one?
First Corn.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't buy it until 95. So I kept thinking it was a 95 record, but it's like, no, technically it's 95.
But first.
Damage Inc. played that Are You Ready during soundcheck.
That
was cool as shit.
I bet.
Yeah. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Go.
Machina Head.
This album, man, is so fucking good. Damn.
Like the harmonies with harmonics.
Heavy.
That's such a good song.
Heavy as fuck.
Nasty and heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy and nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty and heavy or heavy and nasty?
Both.
Yes.
Both.
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 Both. Forgot the Betty came out.
Yeah, you got some Betty. Good shit there, right there. Got a little bit of a Nin.
Damn it, Spiral.
Yeah.
A little Nin. You know, it's funny. I've said this before because I didn't really appreciate Nin until after I did the Sid for the first time. But after I got Downward Spiral, I really liked it because I actually saw it as something greater than just, you know, it's just industrial stuff.
That was a good album.
Yeah. That was a good album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really enjoyed good it album. Quite a bit.
Wilma.
Wilma.
Let's go.
And her rainbow.
Friend of Betty's, probably.
This is a fucking killer album.
Yeah.
They're going to be here pretty soon. They're at Masquerade.
Yeah.
With the Cro-Mags.
Oh, yeah. That's
with.
Right. Some tunes or
oh yeah,
how's your drummer doing?
Oh yeah,
we need to
oh yeah, I guess that's the drummer that played last night, right?
Is it?
No
it's yeah, different, I thought guy? It was a different guy,
different okay. Dude, yeah. Yeah, different dude. I
thought it was the same dude.
No,
nah. Different dude.
But if
I got my dudes mixed
you need
up
to ask that dude
you yeah
ask
I, need, that dude. I need to talk to the dude.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah, I need to go back and rehearse again, man.
Yeah, yeah, man, that was fun, man.
Man, you know what? Let's just talk like this the rest of the show, man.
Everybody, cool. Yeah, we'll do
metal, you know what? Hey, this is the Metal Nerdery Mellow Podcast.
All right, so
some Sabotage, some yeah. Bolt Thrower, some Prong, Enslaved.
That Prong is actually good. Cleansing.
Yeah.
It's quite.
That dude.
Impilitary. Shred Monster.
It's just Shred shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Shred guitar shit.
Shredorama.
Oh, King's X. You got some yeah. Dog Man. That's good.
It's pretty good one. Oh, too. Yeah. Well.
Rotting.
I always like those dudes.
Rollins Ooh. Band.
King's X.
Yeah, I don't know how to classify them. Like,
they're kind of in their own box. I mean, they've.
Yeah.
I'd say.
I never really not quite like their recordings, but them live, they're great live.
They're very
band.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a really good live band.
They're
and they're a three piece. I mean, they're yeah. Like fucking talented as fuck.
Very.
Yeah. How about a little Bolt Thrower?
Yeah, I don't know. Have we ever heard any Bolt Thrower?
I don't know if we've played them on our show.
I always hear about them, but I just I don't think we've ever really done much with it.
Bolt Thrower.
It's funny when Bill said, are we ever going to play some tunes? I thought, that's what we've been doing, right?
That's what we've been doing the last couple of
But I mean, I was confused.
I know what he means.
Okay.
Yeah, now it took me a second, but I got it.
Now I know. Right. Knowing is half the battle.
I see the killer opener looks like an intro, so we'll do
song number two.
How do the lines look?
The lines look very well.
Really?
Oh, yeah, good.
I'll share the lines with you.
Nice. Sharing is caring.
Remembrance.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
Twisted now, not the reality. Delving into depths, mankind's gravity.
I mean, I'm not gonna buy it.
It's very aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but it's
very death metal-y.
Yeah. What about that guy? Yngwie.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yngwie.
Seventh Son.
Some guitar porn.
Guitar porn.
That's what it is, right?
Kinda.
I mean, oh, he's got a singer. I don't like it when he has singers.
Well, it's not just, I mean, it's even porn has to have like something to offset the fucking, dude. You have to have like a plot. Oh, really?
But I mean, does it?
Does it?
Well, you know.
I mean, it's like 30 seconds of, yeah.
Like a pizza, what the fuck?
Watching. Yeah. I know what I'm doing and I don't need a story.
Right. It's like, damn it, Tyler. It's not how you say it. Act like you love being a pizza delivery driver because you get so much pussy. Okay.
Or a plumber. Yeah, the plumbers get all.
What if he's a pizza delivery driving plumber? I don't know. Sorry.
That was his thing, though.
Seventh Son. Must be the tickling. This is metal up your ass.
Wait for it.
This is Yngwie saying, I'm better than all of you, right. And fuck you.
Right. Pretty place with sugar on top.
Yeah.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
Luca.
I'm not your pal, guy.
Guy.
Looking at something, friend?
Wait for it. Here comes Shred. What are we doing?
Sugar.
That's him.
Yeah, see, the singing ruins it.
Oh.
I like the shred. Well, he always gets those singers like Scott with Soto.
And, Jeff Scott Soto. Yeah. Well, like kind of proggy singers. Yeah. Maybe.
How about some Guar?
Guar.
Fucking Guar.
Guar.
Guar. Guar. Like Tully. MOD had an album in 94.
Yeah.
Wowzers. We got some Overkill, too.
Yep.
Acid Drinkers had another album, also.
Well, they're putting out a bunch of shit in 94.
Yeah.
Them Acid Drinkers. Fish Dicks and...
Here we go.
This toilet earth.
Said I'm a go-go.
Ha!
What's got the... That's got the coke lines. Penis, might as well play that one. Yeah.
Penis.
One song has coke lines. That would be numeral uno.
Saddam a go go.
This is like comedy now, right?
Yeah, kind of. Ish.
Ish.
That's kind of cool.
Saddam.
Ah! Okay. I'm good. Their best song is what? I'm Sick of You.
I'm so sick. Actually, the whole Scum Dogs of the Universe album is probably their best song.
I mean, great. Fun live band to go see, but yeah, and the music's kind of
fun.
Yeah,
it's quite fun.
What you got there, Tentacle Choice?
I was pulling up the old Overkill.
That's
a good one, too. I think there's some excellent ones on that one. The one that sticks out the most, I think, is
My Cock.
No, I think it's a bonus track. It's only in Japan.
It's bonus, all right.
It's only bone us.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I think the one that stands out the most is probably
on this one.
Yeah, The Weight and New High and Lows in terms of heaviness, but the opener is killer. Fast Junkie is good.
Got all those coke lines.
Yeah. Where It Hurts.
Oh, yeah. stupid.
Bass is gnarly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the good stuff. I love bands that don't stray off too far from the farm. You know, well,
what I mean?
You fun. You know,
overkills like that. I mean,
that's the brand. Exodus. It's the brand you get. You know what to expect. You're not gonna suddenly do a fucking hip hop, fucking techno country album or something.
Yeah,
they entered the country charts at number one.
A little bit of Germany.
It's like, I'm sorry, did your husband pay? Well,
Germanic, is that an actual word?
Germanic, yeah. Or Germanish.
Jabba the Hutt.
And you could be Belgish or you could be Germanish. Either way, get what you deserve.
Sodomite. Yeah. Sodomite. Are you a sodomite?
I haven't been in a while.
I don't think. The inspiration, the feelings are strong. Close to all me to rapper fall. But time is passing, my chance is getting low. It's getting very late, my cure for tomorrow. I get something today, forget my pain. That's my problem and mine alone. Through the curtain over me, I heard you laughing when you were gone. Ruined my sanity. Degenerate. I'm coming from behind. That's like 87, 88 for us.
Yeah.
The only way. All right, there's two obvious ones we got to play before we end this.
Obvious.
You got fucking Divine Intervention.
Yeah.
And you got Deliverance. I mean,
yeah.
Deliverance. Fuck.
Yeah.
One of the best albums ever.
You ever notice whenever you vomit, it feels like you've been doing crunches?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So do you think vomiting may be like good exercise?
It's healthy.
Good to get
ripped.
It's
good for you. You should do it a lot.
You think?
Yeah, I think
so. How many reps today do you do, bro? I don't know. You mean chunky or not chunky?
Okay, this is going to be Ditto Head's a good one, right?
Yeah.
It's they're all good.
Yeah. Good,
that one in particular, though, is very good.
Yeah, let's go Ditto Head. They're
all good, so I like this album a lot. Ditto Head.
He said 1994.
Yeah.
Official.
Is this Lombardo
or Bostaff?
Bostaff. First one, Bostaff.
Yeah.
Very first, actually. Yeah. 30 years ago. I still remember that when they were Tower Records. That was crazy. like when that came out, and they were like the one in Gwinnett right. that came out and just blasting Killing Fields. I'm like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Good times.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Childhood. I think it was childhood. I mean, I was an adult, technically.
We got to work through this. I'm about to piss on myself.
Are you?
Yeah, getting close.
Okay. Well, we can.
Well, let's see. Let me, how about.
Fucking Matthew made me sit there and drink forever.
I didn't put a gun in your mouth and force you to do it.
About this one. Let's play this one. It's fun.
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 Sounds harsh.
Yeah, Fieldy's a badass, but it's just a different type of bass. It's very percussive.
It's definitely a different type of bass.
Yeah.
Totally.
And totally is he with them again? I know he took a hiatus for a few years.
I don't know if he's off his hiatus or not.
Yeah.
I remember it seemed like he dropped a lot of weight at one point.
Yeah.
Like he was a big dude, then he kind of got like super trim and I don't know what changed. Weight Watchers maybe or...
Either healthy or not healthy.
Cutting out
there's two ways to do it.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, God.
Yeah. Oh. How did that first one not have more coke lines? That's a travesty. Yeah.
Clean my wounds.
That's a good one. I like the little harmony. Super mix. The perfect timing with the dogs. Right.
Been out of high school for 2 years at that point. I would say it's gotta be
Sounds Like Teen Spirit.
No. Come on.
Was it Erasure?
It's Ace of Base.
I was gonna say Spice Girls was like 2000. So
Ace of Base is like the Swedish Spice
All
Girls.
All for One, Boys to Men, Celine Dion.
Boys to Men.
Good. They did
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. to say goodbye. I wonder if R. Kelly used to party with Diddy.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, well, yeah, that explains a lot.
Being on teenagers together.
I don't get the vibe why that would be so.
Whatever, man.
I mean, if you're into that, have at it, I guess. But
I guess there comes a time where you're just so fucking, like, jaded.
Well, in a way, it's like, you know, Cat Williams talking about $50 million. I'm like, $50 million? Eh?
There's the first rock song, right? 31.
Yeah.
Was that 94? Wow. We played that last night.
Yeah.
I remember I was there.
Yeah.
Fucking Crash Test Dummies.
I had that in my head the other night for some reason. I could not get it.
Waltz, there was a girl.
I had a D voice that sounded just like my voice.
Why, Peter Steele, but a redneck.
Fucking gin and juice.
That was a good one.
Hey, well, yeah.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. That Tootsie Roll. Crazy.
Cool Runnings.
That was after Aerosmith was cool.
After Aerosmith was cool?
Yeah, they were cool in the 70s, and then they did that.
Oh, that was when they started doing all like
the pop
ballady
shit.
Pop yeah. stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I still kind of liked Permanent Vacation, even though I don't listen
that
to
that was a good album. Yeah. That was a pretty good album. Yeah.
Top movie?
You know, the funny thing is, one of my favorite Aerosmith albums is just Steven Tyler with a different band, calling it Aerosmith. It had
Is it Done with Mirrors? Or
the one before that. It had Lightning Strikes on it.
When lightning strikes.
That's a good song.
Sure.
I don't know what it was called.
Movie in 94?
The Lion King.
You know what? Never saw it.
Forrest Gump, number two. Look at there. True Lies, number three.
I've seen Forrest Gump.
True Lies is good.
I gotta pay.
I saw Mrs. Doubtfire quite a while back.
Schindler's List. It gets funnier every time I watch it.
Ace Ventura. Ventura.
That's a fucking classic.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Holy shit.
Dumb and Dumber.
What's crazy is
those came out in the same year.
Yep.
I think Ace Ventura only cost like $250,000 to make. So it's like they made a shit ton of money on that.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
did.
Yeah. The Crow.
Natural Born Killers.
That was a good one. Yeah. Fucking Robert Downey Jr. was great in that movie. He was like the news reporter following them around.
Wayne Gale.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
The accent was great. Hello, I'm Wayne Gale.
Yeah. All right, well, woe to you.
Yeah.
Woe to everybody.
Woe to you.
All right, we're about to turn this mama out.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Darius and Daryl, thank you, and
woe to you.
And for Patreoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to go into your balls, and we will see you next week. Don't forget, Manscaped, code METAL, 20% off, and free
Manscaped.com, yep. Use code METAL to receive a 20% discount on your dual LED spotlighted motherfucking lawnmower. It's going to shave your shit nice.
And that's right. free shipping. And all that good stuff too. And don't forget to check out the merch store. You know, you can go buy a freaking shirt. You know, it gets lonely down here in the bunker pen, you guys. Freaking, totally freaking lonely. Yeah. Okay, Russell's got to go empty his balls, so. Yeah. By the way, they're nice and shorn at the moment. So
that's right.
Clean as a baby's butt.
Shorn. And then we'll get you a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
All right. Till the next.
Bye, guys. See you again. Hello, everyone. This is frickin' Dr. Eviler coming at you live from the Metal Nerdery 33rd Floor Inverted Underground Bunker Poon Studio Gift Shop. If you're unable to get down to the depths of the bowels of the Bunker Poon Studios, you may go check out metalnerdery.com/merch and make a perch of some merch. Dr. Evil out.
I nailed it, dude.
Yeah, you fingered it, at least.
Finger blasted it. I kind of want to hear a little bit of Fish Dick. I was kind of curious about fucking the tiger. Billiam's tentacles do all the work. Look at that. Looks like a huge anus, doesn't it?
I always like those dudes.
The one that sticks out the most, I think, is... my balls fell asleep. It's all bullshit. There's no moon.
All right, we got to work through this. I'm about to piss on myself.